which means all the home builders that use Progressive ISEI will now get the benefit of the commitment to customer service that has made R&R Sanitation the leader in the industry, which means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know what? When you have better porta potties from R&R Sanitation, we all win. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportalatoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Discover the wonders of Mexico's Pacific Paradise with Apple Vacations. Nestled between the Sierra Madre Mountains and the sparkling Pacific Ocean, Vallarta Nayarit provides the perfect blend of culture, adventure, luxury, and pristine beaches as far as the eye can see. Book your getaway during the Apple Vacation Super Sale and save on holiday and January travel. 7 nights at Crown Paradise Club start from only $12.99. Or discover a hidden beach in Riviera Nayarit. A full week at Maribel Resort and Suites starts from just $13.99. Both trips include round trip nonstop fare, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Altair Travel and Cruises at 314-968-9600 to book your trip today. That's Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600. Puerto Vallarta and Riviera Nayarit, Mexico. Live it to believe it. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting February 29th, including charter air on Extra Airways from St. Louis, and taxes and fees, including September 11th security fees. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's America Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person is going to make in their life. Yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie, that's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie,
you'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geis and Dan Strauss are here with me in the studio, and now you can join us by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS if you want to play the Harris Challenge. The only rule that would disqualify you is if you have played in the last 60 days. Now, we haven't played the challenge in 14 days because we were preempted last Friday afternoon by the three-hour soccer pregame, and we'll be preempted again next Friday afternoon by the Mizzou game. It being Thanksgiving weekend, we were going to take that Friday off anyway. So here's your last chance in the month of November to play. As long as you have not played in the last 2 months, you're eligible to get in here now. And here's how the Harris Challenge works. We turn on the semi-random category computer, which has all the questions and categories inside. And they'll come spilling out here, and our contestants will get five questions in any of the categories that they choose, and then they will get point values for each of those questions, a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-pointer, for a maximum of 15 points. But you don't have to get all the points to win. You just have to get more than half. And if you do, you get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
When are you going to bring in some donuts?
Next week.
No.
Oh, we're not on next week. Thanks. I'll bring them in the week after that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'll stop and get some more certificates, too. So I'll bring donuts. Oh, yeah. They have two locations. One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, we have movie passes from Landmark Theaters, which is Plaza Frontenac and the Tivoli, for a movie starring Meryl Streep and others called Suffragette.
Yes. Plug in that David Bowie song. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Suffragette.
Suffragette. All right, we have those movie passes. Also, we have a Peroni's gift card. And Peroni's pizza is tremendous. I ate there just the other night.
Are you talking about the size or the taste?
The taste.
Okay.
The taste of Peroni's is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri.
O'Fallon.
At M&P. We also have from Family Nuts a certificate that would get you one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can have your choice of those prizes, or if you get every question right for the full 15 points, we call that a clean sweep, and that gets you this bonus.
That's right. If you get the clean sweep, you'll win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
Okay, all the preliminaries out of the way. Let's meet our first contestant, and that's you, Jeremy. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is a unique thing in the broadcasting world where you, the consumer, can do your own commercial endorsement, or if you don't have one, suck up to the boss or shout out to the family.
No, not to the boss, but I will say it's Friday. I'm happy to be home. A beautiful wife, three kids, two dogs, and much like many a man before me, I'm hiding in the bathroom for some quiet.
Wow. That's a little echo going
it's
there.
It's the only place in the house she'll let you stay by yourself,
yes.
Right?
Let's hope so.
Yeah. All right, let's see what the categories are here. We've got Have You Been Paying Attention? That's our weekly most topical category. Or you can have category number two. Which one was that? Or category number three, Sports and Showbiz Week. Oh, another topical category. Which one would you like?
What was the last one?
Sports and Showbiz Week.
Have you been paying attention, please?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Jeremy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did Muslim extremists kill 24 people and take 170 hostage at a luxury hotel today?
France.
Mali. Which Republican presidential candidate withdrew from the race this week?
Pass.
Who was sentenced to more than 15 years in prison this week despite his attorney arguing that he deserved leniency because he developed a sex addiction to replace the food addiction that he had addressed by losing weight? Jared Fogle is correct. What kind of genetically modified food was given approval by the FDA for public sale this week? Salmon is right. Jonathan Pollard was released from prison today after serving 30 years for spying on the U.S. for which country?
Repeat that for me.
Jonathan Pollard was released from prison today after serving 30 years for spying on the U.S. for which country?
Russia.
Israel. How about the Republican presidential candidate who withdrew from the race this week?
No.
He only had 0.3% in the polls, which means he and I had the same chance of being elected. His name's Bobby Jindal. Interestingly, his dropping out of the race quadrupled his chances of becoming president because 4 times 0 is 0. Jeremy, let's see how you did here. You got the 3 for Jared Fogle and the 4 for the salmon. That's a total of only 7 points. Unfortunately, it's below our winning threshold. Unfortunately, even more unfortunate is that it puts you in the punishment threshold. Today, we have a little story for you for our punishment music. For 44 years, Carly Simon has not said who her song You're So Vain is about. She's kept it a secret. I think at one point she auctioned it off for like $1 million to tell somebody, but she never told it publicly and told the person that she told it to, you can't tell anybody. But this week she was doing an interview with People magazine, and she finally admitted that the second verse of the song, not the whole song, but the second verse of the song is about Warren Beatty. That's this part right here. Okay, so that's the verse that she says is about Warren Beatty, although she joked to People magazine, of course, Warren, who is vain, thinks the whole song is about him. But whenever I hear You're So Vain, I don't hear the Carly Simon version in my head. I hear the definitive version of the song. by the men who played the Odd Couple on television.
Oh.
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
Walked into the party.
Oh.
Like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls mean that they'd be your partner. They'd
All right. Hold the rest of it. I have a feeling we may need it. Jeremy, that was all for you.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, you're in the right room.
Yeah, turn the fan on.
I'm happy.
Turn the fan on. Have a great weekend, Jeremy. Thanks for playing.
You guys too.
Here's contestant number two. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm great. This is my first Friday night off in a month. I haven't worked, so I get to finally hear you and play the Harris Challenge.
Well, that's great. I'm glad we could be part of the early start to your weekend. Which category would you like? We have three of them here. Which one was that is the first category? Or Sports and Showbiz Week is the second category? Or our new third category is Motown Music?
I want Sports and Showbiz, please.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mary. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which singer released her new album 25 this week, but won't allow Spotify, Pandora, and other streaming services to play it?
Katy Perry.
Adele. Which two NFL teams have not lost a game this season?
Carolina and...
They cheat. Does that help?
Yes, New England Patriots.
Correct. Who went on the Today Show this week to announce he's HIV positive?
Charlie Sheen.
Correct. Who became the UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion by beating Ronda Rousey last weekend?
Holly Holmes.
Correct. Who has been named this year's Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine?
Oh, David Beckham.
Yeah, just ahead. A lot of people don't know this. Just ahead of Dan Strauss.
Oh, Dan.
The perpetual runner-up, Dan.
Doggone it.
Dan. Always the bridesmaid.
Mary, you almost got them all, except for Adele. You got 14 points. Almost a clean sweep.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your week. By the way, no flirting with Dan during the prize award, okay?
Oh, all right.
Oh, all the chicks do.
They save that for the Beckhams. thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's our third contestant. Hello, Cortland.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, welcome to the show. Plug something.
Hey, anybody who's in for ISIS, come to me. I'll share what ails you. That's how I feel about them. So, go Daesh.
Okay.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. That's okay. As long as you didn't say Prophet Muhammad, we'll be okay. Which category would you like? We have, which one was that? Motown Music or Names You Might Know?
Let's go with which one is that.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Cortland, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which famous detective made his debut in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's 1887 story, A Study in Scarlet?
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is right. In 1883, which state became the first in the U.S. to have a co-ed institution of higher learning? Was it Illinois, Massachusetts, or Ohio?
Massachusetts?
It's Ohio, Oberlin College. The three-pointer. Which European capital was the first city in the world to have traffic lights?
London.
Correct. Which Apollo mission was the last one to go to the moon?
17.
Correct. In 1993, what was denied the opportunity to become the 51st state by a congressional vote?
Cuba.
Well,
no, Puerto Rico.
You're changing it to Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
The correct answer is Washington, D.C.
Oh.
But that's okay. You still got the one and the three and the four. Squeaking by with 8 points, Cortland, you're a winner.
Cool.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move right along to our fourth contestant. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Plug something.
Don't have much on my mind. Hoping for good weather this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be cold weather.
That's what I heard.
Cold weather. And I don't know if you saw Dave Murray's weather special last night, which should have gotten some promotion here on the radio station. I'm surprised it didn't.
Huh.
Dave Murray said last night that it's going to be cold this weekend, but then by Thanksgiving Day, we will have a glacier moving into town. That seems a little extreme to
me.
Wow.
And accurate.
But
boy, that's...
I am not going to debate with Dave Murray when it comes to weather. Tom, we have two categories left. You can have Motown music or names you might know.
How about names you might know?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president declared the official end to the Vietnam War?
Pat.
Who was the lead singer of the Go-Go's? You can pass again.
Pat.
Who was sworn in as the first black president of South Africa in 1994?
Nelson Mandela.
Correct. Which composer's Ninth Symphony was performed for the first time in May 1824? I'm sorry? It was Beethoven. What was the name of Shelley Long's character on Cheers, who made her final appearance as a regular in May 1987? Five seconds. Shelley Long played Diane Chambers. Belinda Carlisle was lead singer of the Go-Go's, and Gerald Ford declared the official end to the Vietnam War. Let's see what you did here. All you got was 3 points for Nelson Mandela, Tom. I'm sorry to tell you, I have to punish you with the Odd Couple as well.
You're so vain.
What do you say? What are you talking about?
You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain.
I don't know.
Okay, all right, hold on. Well, that's enough. Save some more just in case we need it for our final contestant. Tom, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And here is our final contestant today. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd be going down to the lake this weekend with my beautiful girlfriend, Andrea.
Oh, okay. Hope you enjoy the cold weather down there.
Yeah, totally.
Well, if you're with your girlfriend, why would you even be outside?
Oh, my.
Andrew, your category is Motown music. We've got 60 All seconds right. on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What song did Michael Jackson perform solo on the Motown 25 special in 1984 when he introduced the world to the moonwalk?
Thriller.
What was the song?
Thriller?
No, it was Billie Jean. Whose backup singers were known as the Vandellas?
Roberta Flack.
Martha Reeves. Which Motown group was Levi Stubbs the lead singer for?
Temptation.
The Four Tops. Which group was once known as the Primes? Was it the Temptations, the Supremes, or Boys to Men?
Boys to Men.
The Temptations. Now your last chance. Why? By what name is singer-songwriter William Robinson better known?
No idea.
Smokey?
Smokey Robinson. By the way, the Temptations were the Primes, and for a while, the Supremes were actually known as the Primettes. They were seen as the female version of the Temptations at Motown.
How old are you, Andrew?
I'm 24.
Okay.
Perfectly in the demo for Motown questions. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Can I say something before you punish me?
Yes, you can.
I've heard this recording of Tony Randall and Jack Klugman singing You're So Vain a million times.
Yeah?
I find it hilarious.
Well, then you'll enjoy the chorus portion of the song.
You got to try harder.
Had me several years ago when I
the part that's about Warren Beatty.
Who are those people?
Okay. All right.
Oh.
Andrew, I got to tell you, I have been using this song as punishment music for more than a quarter of a century. They recorded the song like in 1970, 74, 75, something like that, when the song was a hit for Carly Simon. For some reason, the Odd Couple did a whole album of singing. The rest of it is 1,000 times worse than what you heard, but you wouldn't recognize any of the songs. So I just bring this back every once in a while when it's appropriate. And this week, when she was in the news, seemed appropriate again. But I promise you this, you will not have to hear that again in 2015 under any circumstances.
Thank God.
We'll see.
Andrew, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
And have a happy Thanksgiving as well. The Harris Challenge will return not next Friday, but in 2 weeks when we kick off the month of December with a new Harris Challenge, and you can play along. You can also find old versions of the Harris Challenge, previous editions, if you will, on my website, harrisonline.com. And Friday's here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a check on traffic. Tim, we had someone call in and said that his wife is stuck in traffic as she's heading into Illinois over the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And he said they've checked everywhere and no one seems to be talking about it. But she said she sees brake lights from here to Kingdom Come, wherever that is.
Well, I can help solve that problem, Dan.
Butte, I knew you could.
I listened to the problem solver, solvers enough, so I can help here.
All right.
You've got a crash, and it's on, you were saying they're going eastbound, right? So it's a crash eastbound 270 at Highway 111, and right now it looks like we're jammed up pretty solid from Route 3 all the way through Highway 111. Now, they're also working with a crash on southbound 55 near Richardson Road that's got two lanes blocked. We had an accident on eastbound 270 at McDonald. That's been cleared, but you're slow from 370 all the way around the bend through New Florissant. Boy, we've got a real mess on westbound 70 between 170 out through 270, and that's causing northbound 170 trying to ramp onto that westbound 70 there to jam up from St. Charles Rock Road all the way up. Southbound 170, that's jamming from just south of St. Charles Rock Road down through Highway 40. They're working with a crash on westbound 44 just west of Jamison that's got two lanes blocked, and right now it looks like only the left lane's getting through. It's a solid jam to Jefferson. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Why are people across America thanking Madison County taxpayers? Because they're using your courts to file their lawsuits. During the past 2 years, almost 3,000 asbestos lawsuits were filed in Madison County courts. That makes it the lawsuit capital of America. And 98% of the people who filed those lawsuits don't live here. In fact, more asbestos lawsuits were filed from people living in Texas than in Illinois. Madison County has become a national lawsuit factory where lawyers are the big winners and local taxpayers pay the tab. Why are your judges using your taxes on other people's lawsuits? Visit cleanupmadcocourts.org to learn more.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever, the mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-214-1432. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-214-1432. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-214-1432. 800-214-1432.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max, probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic.
Andro 400 Max, the best all-natural testosterone booster. Gain energy, lose belly fat. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialist for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thinking Subaru? Think Webster Grove Subaru. Why? Our knowledgeable staff truly listens to what you're looking for. We have an honest, reliable parts and service department. We've been serving the St. Louis area for more than 43 years. Webster Grove Subaru is the answer to all of the reasons why. Visit our new showroom and check out the all-new 2016 Outback and the 2016 Forester. St. Louis Metro's exclusive Subaru dealership, Webster Grove Subaru. If you're thinking Subaru, think Webster Grove Subaru.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944. 800-454-5944.
On Wednesday, November 25th, it's the Kilcoin Show. Come join me at Rib City from 10 until 1. Rib City, the Colonnade Center in De Pere, just east of 270 on Manchester Road. Check out the award-winning Baby Back and St. Louis-style ribs. Also that day, 10% of all sales going to the Backstoppers. Chief Ron Battelle, Executive Director of the Backstoppers, will stop by. Also talking Turkey Day, Kirkwood, and Webster. Come on by, say hello, kick off Thanksgiving with us Wednesday at Rib City, and help out the Backstoppers.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris. That's Ian Geist. That's Dan Strauss. And look over here in Southern California. It's Mr. Mike Evans.
Little boy,
hey, Mikey, how are you?
Come on, honey.
How are you today? Good. What do you got for us?
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who will be the executive producer of a biopic called The Life of Mikhail Gorbachev. Who will be the executive producer of this biopic? Tom Hanks, Daniel Day-Lewis, Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio. Bonus instant pop quiz question. Mikhail Gorbachev is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the last Soviet Union communist leader live?
Where does Mikhail Gorbachev live?
Wow.
I remember his wife's name was Cinnamon Raisa.
He had the secret map on his head.
Yeah.
That was a wine spill.
Oh.
I'm going to say...
That's the most unlikely place you can imagine.
Oh. I'm going to say New Zealand.
I'll say Florida.
Iceland.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Really?
Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is he, the greeter at the Monte Carlo?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Two movie reviews. I don't know if you've seen them, little Polyers. Take care of your business. Not now.
What do you got?
It's The Last Hunger Games.
Whoa.
See it?
No, I saw the first one, but I didn't see the next three or whatever it was.
Better than the last one. Jennifer Lawrence, Julianne Moore, and Liam Hemsworth. The whole gang is back. It stumbles a bit. It's a bit cynical. A little tedious at times. Sort of predictable, but all in all, very good. I was pleasantly surprised. There's a good ending to the franchise. Also touching moments when we see Philip Seymour Hoffman in his final scenes. Of course, this was the movie he was making when he passed.
Yep.
PG-13, 2 hours, 16 minutes, 3 stars.
I remember when the first movie came out, and I ended up watching it later on DVD just because I felt I had to watch it so I could talk about it. But I remember when it came out, I read something. I want to say it was in Entertainment Weekly. It might have been someplace else, where somebody predicted that because Jennifer Lawrence was going to be such a huge star playing Katniss, that she was going to inspire girls all over America to take up the bow and arrow. I don't recall that actually happening.
No, I don't
do
think
you?
That happened.
No, but that was the prediction of some writer.
Yeah, exactly. Next movie, Spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
You see it?
Yes, I did.
Maybe the best movie of the year.
Yep.
Spotlight, true story about sexual molestation of hundreds of innocent children by the Catholic priest. Great jobs of reporters played by Michael Keaton and Mark Ruffalo. Rachel McAdams is also in this film. These reporters never give up. They're trying to find the truth. Unbelievable movie. I think everybody should see it. Rated R, 2 hours long, 4 stars.
I think along with Inside Out, those are the two best movies of the year. Very different movies, but neither one of them has a flaw in it. Just perfect, perfect. Perfect movie making.
I agree.
Yeah.
Coming to Netflix. You like Netflix, homie?
Yeah.
Netflix has a new show starting today. It is surrounds and features the Marvel comic character Jessica Jones. Stars Kristen Ritter, no relation to John Ritter.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you can't make this stuff up. Charlie Sheen is pitching all the networks to... Where was I?
Charlie Sheen.
Can't make this up. Charlie Sheen is pitching all networks to let him do a sitcom based on himself as a real guy with HIV. Maybe he can infect some women that not tell them. That'd be pretty funny.
Oh, man, that would be hilarious.
You know what? I think Maury Povich should do a whole bunch of episodes of with Charlie Sheen, all the women Charlie Sheen has slept with, and they come in and they get tested.
You did give her HIV. New York Post headline about the story of a horrible, terrible lying fortune teller that scammed a New York man who was mentally retarded out of $700,000 as inheritance when she convinced him that she could reincarnate his dead wife who had just passed.
No.
Believe it or not, this woman only got 300 days in jail. None of the money was recovered.
Oh.
New York Post headline screamed, this guy should have got 20 years. This woman should have got 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good fortune for bad psychic scammer.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays today. Happy birthday, Bo Derek, 59 years old and still looking hot.
Oof, yeah.
Happy birthday today to the Eagles' Joe Walsh, one of my favorite guitar players, singers.
Also still looking hot.
68 years old.
Yeah, I agree.
How old is he?
68.
Hmm. Wow.
I like him.
Yeah.
What about this pop quiz? What about this pop quiz about the executive producer of The Life of Mikhail Gorbachev? Is it Tom Hanks, Daniel Day-Lewis, Johnny Depp, or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Las Vegas. Oh, wait, that was
the
other
one. Yeah. I'm going to go, I'll go DiCaprio.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I'll go with Daniel D.
The answer is Leonardo DiCaprio. You get to come along and Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care of each other. We'll do it on Monday. Lily Okalani, Lonnie on the OK. Hello, Koo, and a cock, and a and hoo, hoo, hoo. Kill away, Kamiki, Kai, hoo. Why, Manalo, Kamiki, Kaka, hoo, hoo.
Anana, Kooli, Makawani, Yana, Ona, Nana, Lula, Wak, Hawaii.
Mike Evans brought to you by Any Guns and the Smokehouse out in the Chesterfield Valley. I forgot something on today's show, and I apologize to you, Dan.
What?
Because didn't we talk earlier about how you never get to do movie reviews on this show? But
oh, yeah.
I didn't have time in the 4 o'clock hour, the showbiz hour.
I know.
But since Mike's just done his movie reviews, why don't you do yours?
Love the Coopers is what it is, with John... what the heck's his
name? This is why we don't have Dan doing movie reviews on the show.
Oh, my
rating,
goodness.
Please?
Yeah.
Love the Coopers,
love
with John
Coopers.
Something or other.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
Not
there
a
you
good
go.
Movie.
Dan.
Don't go.
Dan's movie reviews are not brought to you by anybody,
no.
And now you know why.
Yes, because it was about family dysfunction, but there were a couple of funny spots way, way too long. A half an hour too long, 30 minutes.
Here's the funny thing about this. Dan went to see this at the De Pere Cinema.
Yes.
Where they have a bar.
A wine bar?
Yes. And apparently, the after effects are still with him.
Yes.
Yes.
Even though he saw it last weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of bars, where are you and the band playing this weekend?
We are playing at Laurie's Place in Edwardsville. It's right next door to the Wildy Theater. We're in the front bar. And
I've eaten in that restaurant. It's a nice place.
It is a nice place. And it's they have really good food. But we're at Laurie's Place starting at 6:30. We play from 6:30 till 10.
That's the Southside Johnny Band.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night?
Yes, tomorrow night at Laurie's Place in Edwardsville.
Time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app. I love when I hear that music because it means it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as Knuckleheads in the News. And thanks to our colleague Jim Hewer for story number one. From Waco, Texas, where cops responded to a burglar alarm at the McLennan County Courthouse about 8:15 last Saturday morning. And they found Harold Schroeder curled up in the front row seats of one of the courtrooms. Harold was wearing a crimson Oklahoma Sooners shirt, was very groggy, and, of course, smelled of alcohol. When cops got him fully awake, Harold was surprised to find out that he was in a courthouse. He was 100% sure he was at the Hilton, because that's where his hotel room was. You see, he had gone to Waco to watch the Sooners play against Baylor and apparently partied a little too hard afterwards and had no idea how he ended up in the third floor courtroom. And by the way, the cops can't figure out how he got in the building. So not only did he get in the building, but he went up to the third floor before lying down and thinking, boy, this Hilton is comfortable. On a courtroom bench. He's going to have to go back there to face charges of misdemeanor criminal trespassing, but in the meantime, he's out on a $1,000 bond. Next, we go to El Cerrito, California, where a female high school student was walking home from school when a car pulled up next to her. A woman got out and demanded that she hand over her phone and her backpack. The victim refused. The woman punched her in the head repeatedly, stole the backpack and the phone before getting back in the car and driving away. The next day, the girl called the cops to report the theft and said she had evidence of who the thief was. Because apparently, the thief had taken pictures of herself, which were automatically uploaded to iCloud. The girl downloaded the photos on her computer, gave them to the cops. They caught the woman. End of story. Story number three from Macon, Georgia. Tomatrice Collins was determined not to let anything get in the way of her studies, including the birth of her child. Tomatrice is a 21-year-old who goes to Middle Georgia State University and was doing a test online for her psychology class that she had to finish. But there was that business of going into labor. So her parents took her to the Coliseum Medical Center in Macon. But she said, look, I have to finish this in a two-hour window. So while she was in the hospital bed, in labor, she finished taking the test online. She said, I put aside the pain so I could do it. Otherwise, I would have to do it again later, and I'd rather enjoy my newborn. Which she is now. Healthy, 7-pound, 10-ounce baby girl. And by the way, Tomatrice got a B on the exam. And we finish today in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where Sheriff David Clark issued himself a parking ticket. Why? Because he parked his squad car, in a handicapped spot during local Veterans Day festivities. He even put out a press release, quote, I pulled up in front of the war memorial, got out of my squad car, and directed a captain to move the vehicle and properly park it, but that order was not followed. When I came out of the Veterans Day event and noticed the vehicle still there, found out that my order was not followed, I ordered a county citation be written on the vehicle, unquote. Then he went out to pay the $35 fine and donated the additional city fee of $200 to a charity that works with the disabled. He also ordered an investigation into why the car was not moved, but he said he recognized his error in parking in the spot in the first place. He wrote, quote, the rules are the same for my squad car as for any car, except in an emergency or official business. Even then, we try not to park in handicapped spaces. Not the first time something like this has happened in Milwaukee. Back in 2007, Police Chief Richard Noble wrote himself a ticket for passing a school bus with the lights flashing and its stop sign out. That qualifies them both as knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. And that's it for today. I will be off next Friday because we're carrying the Mizzou game for you on Friday afternoon after Thanksgiving. So I'll see all of you again in December. In the meantime, you can keep up with me on my website, harrisonline.com, or follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Tim and all the rest of us, have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
And we're going to check on traffic right now. Get our final check with Tim Weiland.
Hey, you know, Dan, I saw your post about the donkey, and you said, why the long face?
Yes.
Don't you think the obvious thing would have been saying, don't be an ass, come out and see?
I've already used that.
Oh.
I've already used that. I had a picture of a donkey, and I said, bring your ass out to see us. So...
Okay. Well.
So I've used that, so I wanted to use why the long face.
Oh, okay.
And I like that saying, we'll turn your frown upside down.
Yeah, you do. All right, well, you guys have a good weekend. I'll tell you what, we've got a mess out here still. Now, they had an accident that was blocking two left lanes. Now it's only the right lane they're blocking on northbound 170, just north of Natural Bridge. Traffic's still running slow back to Page. They're working with this accident on eastbound 270 at 111. They said the left lane was blocked there. It's still a solid jam back to Route 3. You have eastbound 270. They cleared an accident at McDonnell. You're still running slow from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. On westbound 44, you had two left lanes blocked a little bit west of Jamison, and it's a parking lot from Grand all the way out through Jamison. We have the same thing coming in on eastbound 40 from Clarkson through Mason, and then from Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland for the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye!
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, dude. All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
This is Fox 2 News at 6.
You see the signs all over the place. Authorities say you better be paying attention because it is the season.
An Illinois homeowner takes matters into his own hands when faced with an intruder.
And a thief steals from a disabled man. He gets away with one of his most precious possessions.
New at 6, a warning for drivers tonight. There are signs of a looming spike in deer car crash.
Among those signs, more deer sightings and more shattered windshields. Very close call you'll see only on Fox, Andy.
Well, we just had another close call. I mean, the one you're talking about was a couple of days ago. Another one just within the past half hour I was just told about. I don't have any details. I only know that it was a